It's 94.7 KMCH. Here we are on a Friday. Got a lot of fun stuff planned for the weekend, but I invite you to break out your little black book and get your pencil ready, because we want you to pencil in a couple things. Ladies and gentlemen, the unofficial mayor of Monticello with us this morning. Doug, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've never had that title.
But. Well, if Greg Morris is the unofficial mayor of Solon, you, sir, are the unofficial mayor of Monticello.
I'll take it for what it's worth.
Officially sign in, please, and introduce yourself to the kind listening folk at home.
Will do. Doug Herman, I used to work city manager for the city of Monticello. I've moved on to some other things, but still involved in the Monty Emotion Car Show. So we're in our 10th year down in Monticello.
Biggin, this is a big one. You kind of shut down the whole town for this thing, don't you?
Well, we shut down the main drag through the heart of downtown, mm-hmm. which is kind of exciting. People, you know, talk to a lot of people who go to car shows. They really kind of like that environment as opposed to sitting out in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just kind of nice to be in the heart of a downtown. You get a little shade from the buildings, can go in and out of a few stores. You know, we got some food vendors coming in, a 50-50 drawing, and, you know, probably 100, 150 cars to look at. So it's just a nice day from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. What's the cost to get into this thing, though?
Yeah, no registration fee. When you get there, we'll ask all the folks with the cars, the trucks, to sign in and register, so there'll be eligibility for awards,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get a ballot so they can vote. But there will be an opportunity to donate into a Goodwill offering that will help support the purchase of new holiday decorations for the community.
Okay, yeah. And I know there are some special awards, too, that you guys do.
Yeah, there's 42 total awards. There's
almost everybody gets an award.
Well, almost half.
At least half, yeah.
unless hail is forecast, then everybody gets an award.
Yeah, exactly.
But the mayor picks out an award, the real one, not the unofficial one. Police chief.
Okay.
And then we have the five best of show, and then another 35 below that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
in the past, we'd have classifications, you know, the best Mopar, best Chevy, best Camaro, best Mustang, first, second, third place. But once in a while, we'd run into a case where we had leftover awards because we might have only had, you know, two Corvettes, not mm-hmm. three. So we've gone more to a system of looking at the total votes, and the highest vote getters get best of show awards.
And the best red car goes to.
Yes. Yeah. We had to get creative a couple years because mm-hmm. we had too many classes. You know, so people are generally pretty happy with that. It's nice to get some recognition and get an award at the end of the show, and it's all good.
Now I have to ask, are you a car guy? Do you have something you're going to break out of the garage and take downtown tomorrow?
Well, I've got a couple cars. I've got an old 55 Chevy pickup and a 72 Impala, so
nice.
One or both may make it. We'll see.
What colors? You're talking to a fellow car guy here. I want to know colors and everything.
Well, the truck is red,
okay.
not its original color. And the car is midnight bronze.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the least popular color of 1972.
But unique. But unique.
And I think it looks all right. That's all that matters.
What does it mean to Monticello to have, you know, 150 or 100 some people that maybe normally wouldn't be there on a Saturday coming into town and buying coffee at the gas station or walking through downtown and stuff?
You know, hopefully we see a lot of return people. But the more people come back, the more likely to come back. When it's not a car show,
mm-hmm.
they'll see there's a new Muddy Boots flower shop downtown with some gifts. They'll see the new Creative Adventure Lab, a place where you can bring your kids to do play activities and learning activities that hasn't been there in the past. They'll see that the Wiffle Tree Antique Mall changed hands, and now it's the Wiffle Tree Mercantile with a whole new environment and a whole
that
new set
place
of
is
things
not to
offer.
Pick favorites, but that place is pretty unique.
Yeah,
pretty
it's
cool
very
too.
Cool. We've got another new store right downtown that. I don't know how to describe, I don't want to misdescribe what they do, but they buy pallets of goods that are mm-hmm. basically new, and then they put them in their store. It's a great discount over what you might pay Amazon. They get things from Target and mm-hmm. from a variety of other stores that it's a change of season, a change of supplies. So they pull those off the shelf.
Oh, cool.
So it's a very unique environment there, too. You never know what you might see mm-hmm. when you walk in, and, you know, Monty Carpet Interiors next door, brand new nice building came after the downtown fire, and of course this event centers out of our pocket park, which is the heart of downtown too, which was created after the downtown fire.
You know, we're pretty blessed, Doug, and I would assume you would agree that a lot of downtowns don't have that vibe of what you'll find in Monticello or what you'll find in Manchester, stuff like that. And you guys are in the middle of that, and you're seeing people still move in, and to be able to have this where, hey, it's still a Saturday downtown, there's gonna be people milling about on top of this car show,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we hope so. There'll be a lot of folks in town coming to look around, for sure,
mm-hmm.
To look at the cars. You know, one other thing I'll point out too, the Jitney, a nice little bar downtown people are used to going to, that's changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's now going to be one of the part of the Blind Pig family.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
And not everybody would be familiar with that, but anybody Cedar Rapids area would be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's undergoing renovations right now, so it's not yet open, but that again will be a sign of something to come. And Monticello recently was designated as a Main Street Iowa community.
Mm-hmm.
So that group is really just kind of getting together, getting their director hired and getting organized. And, you know, by next year, I think we'll even see more new things with their work.
And lest we forget, if you want popcorn, pop into Tyson's and then come back out with the popcorn.
Yeah, just to, you know, take it into City Hall and spill it all over the floor. So
oh, come on. Yeah, because it's not your problem
anymore.
It's not
my problem anymore.
So tomorrow, give me the who, what, where, why, and when all over again, please, Doug.
Yeah, so Sunday, September 18th.
I keep saying Saturday. I'm sorry, Sunday.
Nope. 8 a.m. to 2, we'll be set up to accept registrations, registration table in the Pocket Park. There will be donuts and coffee for sale. Two other food vendors. There will be ice cream. Ice Cream Island will be set up. There will be burgers and brats probably and some other fair food type options from another food truck. And we'll have music by DJ Johnson, a local guy who does a lot of DJ work at weddings and this and that. And he'll be set up on Sycamore Street by City Hall playing music. And that'll be the area where awards are given out, 50-50 drawing. Just lots of good stuff going on. You know, bring a chair and take a seat behind your car or wander around. It'll just be a nice, relaxing Sunday.
Bring a donation for the new holiday decorations downtown as well, if you feel
absolutely
so moved.
That would be great.
And look for the red 53 pickup.
55.
55, and the bronze Impala.
There you go.
Do you say Impala or Impala?
I say Impala.
Okay, so you're on the same vein there.
I lived in Minnesota for a while, so it's more...
So it's Impala A, is what it is.
There you go.
Doug, always good to see you. We want to send a ton of people your way Sunday.
Sounds great.
There you go. You're going to be able to re-listen to this interview, and somebody, I might even sneak down there Saturday, I keep saying Saturday, Doug, I'm so sorry. You're a lawyer, just sue me, and I'll stop doing it. So
I've made notes.
Thank you, appreciate it. Stop down Sunday after church, see it, and we'll try to get some pictures put up on our Facebook page from all the fun there Sunday as well. Monty in Motion, the 2022 edition, and we're proud to be a part of it right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.